Good morning. Can you hear me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. Yeah, thank you. I hope you rested now. So here we are. Here we are. That's something that Gil often says when he begins to speak. Here we are. It's a very simple statement, but I think it is quite profound. What is it, you know? What is it actually to be here? What is it that we can actually directly know right here? Last night, Inez led us in a meditation on the breath, that very constant companion to our life. And this morning, we're going to expand the scope of our attention to include other bodily sensations, should they become more prominent than the sensations of our breathing. In mindfulness practice, we want to be attentive to all aspects of our experience. So, as we meditate this morning, I'll be inviting you to let your field of awareness broaden to include any bodily sensations that become strong enough to capture your attention. If there's an itch or a pain somewhere that catches your attention, that becomes strong, let those sensations be known. Investigate them with your attention. Be curious about them. And when the sensation subsides, just gently bring your attention back to the breath. I think sometimes, especially when early in practice, when we haven't been practicing too long, there's a tendency to immediately move when there is some discomfort, some pain, or some itch, automatically to scratch it if there's an itch. And we resist that urge. Instead, we turn our attention to sensation. We let ourselves experience it without trying to change it. The word pain, you know, it's just a concept. What does pain feel like, you know? What does this particular pain actually feel like? Is there pulling? Is there burning? Is there stabbing? Is there twisting? What does an itch actually feel like? It's very hard to describe, but if you can stay with the sensation and notice it. Notice what it actually feels like. Notice that it might get stronger, might get weaker, might move around a bit, different area, just a little bit. Might change in some way. It's bound to change in some way. There's no need to define it in terms of concepts. Just know the sensations as they are. I think it might be good to do a little bit of an experiment with this, especially if you haven't practiced with bodily sensations much before. So I invite you right now just to close your eyes if you haven't already, and tune in to the feeling in your buttocks, in your bottom, where your body is meeting the surface that you're sitting on. And if you're lying down, tune into the place where there's the most contact between your body and the surface you're lying on. Just let your attention, your awareness settle in that area. Be very present to what's going on there. Are there areas where there's more pressure, less pressure, maybe some numbness? Are there areas that are warmer or colder? Can you feel the sensations of your clothing against your skin? What does that actually feel like? Are there places that are uncomfortable? If there are, what's the nature of that discomfort? Is it pressure? You don't even need to find a word for it. Just be aware of the quality of the sensations. It's like this. Right now, it's like this. Let your awareness just take in the quality of the sensations in that area. You might notice as you stay there for a while that you become more sensitive to what's going on. So you can open your eyes again if you'd like. So during this sitting period, when any aspect of bodily experience becomes stronger than the sensations of breathing, I invite you to turn your attention to that place, to those sensations. But first, let's settle, let's prepare. And to do that, it's really good to attend to our posture. Here we are, we're in a body. The body has weight, it has solidity. Just connect with the sense of the body, sitting or lying, if that's what you're doing. Just connect with the sense of the body in its posture, whatever posture it's in. Sense the weight, the solidity of the body. And also in the body, there's vitality. There's energy, the energy of life, and let that be felt. Let that vitality just move upward in your body so that you can let yourself lengthen a little bit from the base of the spine upwards, just becoming tall. Let the head rest easily on top of the spine, not held rigidly, but upright, alive. The crown of the head be lifted. The chin maybe just dropped very slightly so that the back of your neck is long. That aids in relaxing the upper back and shoulders. And if there's tension, if there's tightness anywhere in the body and in the mind, see calm, and that can soften. You might just gradually go through the body, checking the areas that are common for holding tension, the forehead, the cheeks and jaw, the throat, the shoulders. Let the shoulders drop. The chest. Let your chest be open and relaxed so the breath can flow freely in and out. Let your belly be soft so it can take breath. No need to hold it in. Here we are. And something that is always here, where we are, is our breathing. Tuning into that, attending to it, we are always right here. You might take a few slow, deep breaths. Allowing you to feel the contact of the air as it enters your nostrils and then following its path through the back of your throat, slowly down into your chest, expanding your belly. And then follow it again as it slowly leaves through that same root. Breathe long and slow like this a couple more times, staying with the sensations of the whole flow of the breath. Let your body relax as you exhale. Settling. Settling. You can allow your breathing to return to its normal rhythm. And just let your attention ride the flow of the breath coming in and going out. Let breathing be your anchor, the place that holds you from floating off with the current of thinking or other mental activity. Like the waves on a stony beach, the breath comes in and the breath goes out. Let your awareness of it be receptive, open, just as if you were sitting on that stony beach and allowing yourself to see the waves coming in and going out. There's no need to bear down on the breath. Just let the sensations of breathing come to you, come to your attention, your awareness. And during this meditation, if other bodily sensations arise and become compelling, just investigate them in the same way that we experimented with our sitting earlier. Just getting very close to them. We sometimes say rubbing your attention against the sensation. There's no need to define what you're feeling with concepts. Just feel what's happening directly. Notice how it changes. Notice how it moves. And when it subsides, come back to the sense of the breath, our anchor. And if there's a sensation that persists, that's difficult to be with mindfully, it's fine to move. If you feel a need to move, do it consciously and mindfully. Make a conscious decision. I'm going to move now. And then maybe pause for a moment and then do it slowly so you can stay aware of the sensations. You can know directly what it feels like to move. That's what we're practicing here. Knowing what we're experiencing moment by moment. And if you have a pain that's difficult to be with, a pain that's continuous and severe, please don't force yourself to stay with that. Mindfulness is a, it's a training of our attention. It isn't meant to torture us. If sensations are too strong to stay present with balance and with kindness, then turn your attention to your breathing. What are you experiencing right now? Is there some sensation that your attention has been drawn to? If there is, what is that sensation? Feel into it, know it directly. Or perhaps you're attending to your breathing. Whatever is happening, know it directly. Let your mindful attention connect with it and stay connected to it. Be familiar with all its nuances, its flavors. once again, what are you experiencing right now? What's going on? Are you aware of what's going on? Are you connected to your experience? If you've gotten lost in thought, just very gently bring your attention back to the breathing or to the strong sensation, if that's what's happening. Whatever's happening, just let your mindful attention remain connected to it. In a kind and friendly way. So the guidance is to stay with our breathing unless there's something compelling that takes us away from it. The breath, that can be our anchor for in practice. It's always present, it's rhythmic, and for most of us, it's calming. And if something else arises, we turn toward it, we give it attention, we get to know it, and then when it's not so compelling, we come back to our anchor, the constant in and out of our breath. And if the breath doesn't work for you as an anchor because of maybe a health issue or some past experience in your life, then you can let Inez or me know during your practice discussion and we can discuss other anchors for you. Otherwise, the breath is a lovely thing to keep at the center. So in a moment, Inez is going to be doing some instruction in walking meditation. But before that, I just have a couple of announcements just to remind you of. The practice discussions start this morning at 9:30, just not very long from now. And so because each of you who's a full participant is having a practice discussion both days, really makes sense for everyone to check the schedule, make sure you know when your discussion is, and please do try to arrive a couple of minutes early at the appropriate meeting room so that we can all start together. And then this evening at 7:15, there will be a drop-in discussion group for open to everybody. So you're welcome to attend that. It's not obligatory, but you're welcome to attend it. And the Zoom links, of course, for both those meetings, and there are different Zoom links, are on the retreat page, on the front page of your retreat guide on the website. So now I think it's time for Inez to offer us some instructions in walking practice. So take it away, Inez.
Thank you. So good morning, everyone. And let me set this up. Give me a second. Okay, great. That way I can see you. So one of the things that took me a while to learn was that walking meditation can be just as significant a form of meditation as sitting meditation. In my early days, I kind of tended to think of it, oh, it's time for break, you know, and, you know, drink a cup of tea and do, you know, a few different things and, you know, maybe, you know, sort of pretend I was doing walking meditation for a little bit. But so it really, it was one teacher said to me one day, consider your walking meditation starting when you, while you're still sitting on the cushion. And that everything that happens between when you're sitting on the cushion and when you come back to the cushion is continuous. And that it's the same mind that is sitting in meditation, formal meditation, that does walking meditation, that brushes your teeth, that has your cup of tea. It's that same mind, and we're training that mind to be free of clinging. And so it doesn't matter whether you let go of clinging while you're sitting on the cushion or if you let go of clinging while you're walking, while you're doing formal walking or informal walking. Some people take to the method of walking meditation right away. And that's wonderful. You know, and they actually, I know a number of people who prefer it. They find they get settled much more easily. And other people like myself, it took me time to really develop, to really connect with it in a very, in a satisfying way. you know, in the early days, you know, when I was beginning to do it, you know, I did appreciate that it felt good to move my body after sitting for a long time. So the things that feel good can be encouraging. So, you know, make sure you notice those. So we usually do formal walking meditation using a path about 20 feet long and walking back and forth. When we come to the end of the path, we come to a mindful stop and mindfully turn around. That turning around process is really important for maintaining the connection and walking meditation. And then mindfully start again. It's a little bit like we do if we count breaths, you know, you start again, you start fresh. Oh, I can do 20 mindful steps. You know, it's not I can stay mindful for 45 minutes, but no, I can do these 20 steps in front of me. And that way each time at the end, we start over. But with an online retreat, some of you may not have the ideal place to do walking meditation the way you might at a residential retreat center. But it's quite doable, even in really small spaces, which I've done. And one way, which some of you who have a Zen background know quite well, is it can be done walking in a circle. And the disadvantage of walking in a circle is that there's no natural stops to catch your attention. So what I did is I happened to have a Buddha in every room, so I found one easily and put it at the head of the room and what became the head of the room. And so every time I would reach the head of the room, I bow and start again around the circle. And that really helped me sustain that continuity, start again freshly. If you don't have a Buddha, you know, use a flower or a pretty scarf or just something that gives you a sense of happiness. We can do walking meditation at any speed. Some of you have been trained, you know, and have watched on residential retreats people doing it very, very, very slow. And in some ways, very, very slow walking meditation is easier to stay present because it's very close to sitting meditation. Just very, very, it takes a lot of attention to stay present with it. But again, it's not the method we use, but the quality of our attention that matters. And in some Buddhist traditions, walking meditation is done at a normal, relatively fast pace. There's no rightness to it. So follow what works for your body, and feel free to experiment, because for some people something might work a little better than something else. As we get older, sometimes walking really slowly is hard on the balance, or we have back problems and walking slowly might be painful. So honor the body. See if you can find ease in the way you walk. Sometimes we might want to vary our speed. If we're really tired or sleepy, walking faster really invigorates us, wakes us up. Even if we're really agitated, sometimes walking fast allows us to burn off some of that agitation. So see what really suits you. One of my teachers, Joseph Goldstein, you know, he suggested in one retreat, he said that what he was doing was the first 15 minutes of the walk after a sitting, he'd do really fast. And then the next 15 minutes, he'd kind of do a medium pace. And then before he went back down to sitting, he'd do a very slow pace to kind of get right back into the slowness of sitting. And for him, that worked really well. And I've done that at times. What's important is staying mindful. And so the basic instruction is to first connect with the body standing there. Just really feel the body, your whole body. One of the things that has been helpful for me is using a little bit of imagination. It's not making it, a creative project, but for me, really feeling the earth under my feet, even if I'm standing on concrete, there's still like this huge mass of earth, living earth under my feet. And for me, that really connects me, to my body, to the earth. And then I begin, but not until I feel really connected. Allow the sensation to settle into your feet or lower legs, and then feel the sensations of walking with each step. Some people find that labeling each step is helpful to keep the attention steady. But if you use labeling, the labeling should be like 10% of your attention. Most of your attention should be on the felt sense of walking. So if you're walking very, very slowly, you might label lifting, just feeling the leg lift, moving, and placing. Lifting, moving, placing. If you're walking, strolling, kind of a nice, relaxed stroll you might do with a friend, maybe just label lifting, placing. And if you're walking on the fast side, you could just say stepping. But only label if it's helpful. If it's not helpful, you don't use it. I found myself labeling at the first 10 minutes, and then I drop it. I wouldn't even drop it consciously. It just was no longer needed. I was so into the sensations. I stayed present. If anything that comes up, anything, strong emotion or strong pain, stop. Attend to it. Allow yourself to really get, just like you would in meditation, like Shelley said this morning, you stay with the object of meditation, which here is the sensations in the feet instead of the breath. But something compelling arises, you turn to it. So let's say you're walking, doing walking meditation, and the mind gets strong aversion. I don't want to do this. My mind doesn't want to do that. So I stop. Pay attention to, what's that aversion like? How does that feel? How does that feel in the body? How does that feel in the mind? And when it passes, I just go right back to the walking meditation. So you can just fold in whatever happens, however you feel. And it's an awareness practice. It's a continuity of the formal sitting meditation. So for those of you who are already delighted with walking meditation, please enjoy your walking. And for those of you who are open to finding delight in walking meditation, enjoy your walking. And so we'll see, either Shelley or I will see you in a while sometime this morning. So thank you all.